You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chainsaw Man Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family, not a network. I'm here with my man Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
Or should I say, well, I can't say that. Your dissing of Makima continues as we go into this. This is chapter 88. Star Chainsaw. All right. This is, I hate to say
Star
it again.
Star Chainsaw.
I was thinking of more like Starman or so. He is a Star Chainsaw. See, that's what people are going to get us singing. With all of
that.
We've
got to fill some time here.
That's, I said it the last couple times. It's going to be quick. And we managed to eke out. I don't know this one. This just is like, boom, boom, boom. You are out. Mm-hmm. But it's big, but it's also a bit confusing at first.
Yeah.
It's very messy at points. This is something that we have said, and I know that it might be sacrilegious to say that anything is bad about this book, but it gets really messy at one point, and you are throwing characters in, like, Stork, Barum Bridge, right? You've heard me
Barum
talk
Bridge.
About Barum Bridge, right?
A Cobra Commander
I thought he was a fullback for the Steelers in the 70s, right? Isn't that the one that went off to war? I don't know. Yeah, so you end up where you didn't really introduce a lot of these characters that were attacking Chainsaw Man. The big concept is, what is this Chainsaw Man? What's going on? We talked about it being Pachito. Where is Denji? Is he going to come too? Well, in this deal, if it's continuing, like, and also in the background of you bad-mouthing Makima, you have to give her credit, though, because anything that goes, everything seems to be part of her plan. Like, this woman plans for things that you never would have thought were plans anyway, and all this stuff. But what you start off with is, there's Chainsaw Man. He's just standing there. He's done a lot of standing around. And then Barum Bridge, who yells, "Burn for me, baby!" And then just destroys the floor. He shoots the ceiling, but the floor above that Chainsaw Man is on gets destroyed, but then the whole building ends up getting destroyed. So what is the Chainsaw Man to do? He just jumps to the next building. That's basically what he does. He jumps to the next building and then gets attacked again. And so you have. But in this whole play, and maybe we're dummies, but in this, like, I can't say a lot of the times of, oh, that's Reze, or that's Spearhide.
I think we see Reze later, because we've seen her before, but some of this we haven't. Like, I don't know who this alien goat
I'm thinking
thing.
That this is Whip Hybrid is what
okay.
it is because
yeah,
of his deal. You get that, but we never really were, that was never really spelled out well, but I think, yeah, that this is Whip Hybrid. Later we're going to see Reze. She better watch out. She might lose her head. There. What do you think of that? See, there's jokes there too. But yeah, you get Whip Hybrid, but really, what this is here, thank you, everybody. I'll be at the Laughing Brew this weekend. 80% chance of hilarity. You end up where they're cannon fodder, kind of, at this point. Mm-hmm. So a Whip Hybrid or a Barum Bridge,
working
right?
together either. Like, Whip Hybrid is kind of fighting Chainsaw Man, and then all of a sudden, Reze swoops in and just grabs him to do her own thing. So it's like, is this really a team? Or is it just a bunch of assassins that are kind of working for Makima?
And I would think that Reze and they're being controlled, all that, they wouldn't. And when you see Whip, I'm waiting for Nene to show up in there. So you end up where it is just destruction, though. And when you get it, well, you don't get a lot of emotions from the Chainsaw Man. He seems to be enjoying himself at this one point. Like, he's actually funny.
He's
then,
all smiles.
Again, in this, like, not really spelled out by name, but okay, there's Spear Hybrid. There he is. He has a spear. He's going to throw it through. So you get it. If you're just reading it and haven't looked at a wiki fandom to get the names, you would just say, like, there's
people.
The guy with the spear.
Right.
There's the guy. He kind of got whips. You get through it.
Like,
but
I know Reze. I know Katana Man from the early chapters.
Banshee we knew before.
Yeah, there's a few, but they don't really spell out. I mean, I guess if you look at the wiki, it does, but I'm not. I'm just reading it.
So it's just Devil Hunters. Yeah, and what you get then, like I said, they play off them this more like cannon fodder, so this is cool with the action, but it doesn't really have like a wow moment factor of stakes.
Where's the stakes?
You're just going, where are they? Probably on the grill. I don't eat meat, so take that. I like to say that like I'm a pretentious prick.
That works.
Yeah, really. I don't eat meat. How dare you? I don't, but it's been a while, but I almost ate fried chicken the other day. I really got like...
That's barely meat.
I ended up, as far as putting it, it was my kids that bought some fried chicken. So it was there. I got it to the air fryer and then went and put it back.
That sounds foul, Jim.
Yeah, it was foul. And I'll tell you, in a very bit of a like down moment for me, I did then lick my fingers. But you end up with this where people are like, that. What are they talking about? So you have this play that they did end up in the Spear hybrid. He kind of launched Chainsaw Man into the air.
Sure.
Or he jumped. And so what then you get? Now we get some moments that actually are the big moments of this and actually pretty cool because I never thought that I'd see Makima finger banging the Chainsaw Man.
My joke. What you get that's in my notes.
In your notes. So you get that. See, that's what happens when you're the main guy narrating. I can get these jokes. So she does it, but it's pretty cool. And in a normal thing, this would be so ridiculous, but because it's Makima, and I'll tell you, a lot of times I would be so upset at things saying, we don't even know Makima's power. Like, but it makes it better. Like, you don't really know how much she can do. So when she does things, you're like, oh, crap. Like, there. And she just starts shooting him into space.
Yes.
And it is crazy. And then says, I wonder how long he can hold his breath. Now, it gets messy again. This gets a bit messy. Mm-hmm. And you do end up having, you know, Reze. You end up having these things going on. But you also end up having Chainsaw Man take his heart out is what ends up this is so he takes his heart out and throws it down towards Earth.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes. Isn't it crazy?
And it's also like, I know Makima's awesome, but should she be able to see him removing his heart from space? She's got the crazy eyes.
She's
but,
got crazy eyes. I mean, she does. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so she's like, oh, he removed his heart. But that's, to me, I actually think that when you go on back and forth, hey, here's my script, here's the deal, what's going on? That might have been added in because you can't tell what is going on at the point. And is that Pochita, is that a mixture Denji? Because it is like a teddy bear looking deal, right?
It looks a little Pochita-esque,
right?
Yeah, with the ventricle hole or aorta hole or
you
whatever it is.
You have that deal going, so it's weird. So what happens here?
But Pochita is the one who is Chainsaw Man, so is that Denji? It's odd.
And here's what happens. Even this, it's really awesome when you realize what's happening, and probably some people would have, but at first I didn't quite. He takes the heart out, throws it back down, and upon re-entry, as it's burning up, he reforms as Chainsaw Man around the heart to then get back to Earth. So when you see it, it's like boom, boom, heart. And then that's where you see the body going, but the progression is a little weird.
Yeah, I thought he just re-entered naturally anyways.
Exactly. It looks like it's just him then going, but it is the heart. So the way to get back, he's about to suffocate, I guess. And so he rips it. And is able to throw it fast to get down and reform around it to then just be Chainsaw Man. Again, it really ups the ante of how bad butt he might be.
Yeah.
But that's where then he just sends out all of these, you know, wires, all of the chainsaw wires to get everybody. And even Makima. I mean, Makima's there. But
she looks fine with it.
Yeah, like we said before, the idea of her, she's kind of like, this is what she kind of wanted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kind of yanks at it, and everybody just gets sliced and diced. So it's vicious, and it's a great last page. But there are some points. There's two points in particular for me that I didn't really know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning, while neat, it's just, again, he just ended up getting that guy with the tentacles coming out of his arm. Oh, that's Whip Hybrid? Okay, well, that doesn't make me think it's cool, but really you want to see. At this point, you want Chainsaw Man, Makima, and, you know, maybe some of the others we like. You know, Reze is not our favorite, but it's everybody else's. But even so, it's just a fight. I want to know what's really happening.
Yeah, there's no dialogue to spell out what's going on at times.
This is a tough one. And we have given a bunch of tens couple months, and this is not one of them. This is actually at a point where this fight might have gone a little bit too far, too long, and you're throwing some confusing stuff in. So what would you give it?
I'm still at a 7.5.
I'm a 7. Okay. It's still good, and the art's great, but
That's what that really boosts it for me, the art. But it's dragging on, this fight, and like Chainsaw Man seems indestructible, and so does Makima, because we've seen her die several times. So, like, what's the stakes? I don't know, because it seems like neither of them can die. So, let's get to the end point here, because I don't trust it. It tries to make it a cliffhanger here, but it doesn't feel like one, because neither of them can seem to be destroyed.
And the only, like, if this is actually a play, now, you know, I love Quan Chi, but remember, mm-hmm. these are, at one point, hey, these are the people you killed, but you didn't have their names, and they keep coming. Like, is it to just get rid? Because if this is the plan of, we have to get rid of Whip, Hybrid, Baron, Bridge, and Spear, like, we didn't even know them anyway. They just showed up, so we didn't know. So we'll have to see the play, but it's a weird deal here. And like mm-hmm. I said, we're speculating that it's just Pachita and Denji's kind of lost in the mix here or whatever, but you haven't gone further, and we're speculating still. So
yeah, just confusing things, and not as fun as the last couple, because at least we had some fun with Kabini, and this is just like it's drug on. Yeah,
that's only a couple chapters ago, and we get that like 2 tens in a row. Then before that, the stuff with Power and Denji tens. So it's mm-hmm. been really good. This one mm-hmm. just feels like overstayed this fight's welcome. And the other thing that maybe at this point we wouldn't have known when it was coming out, we're getting to the point where this whole section ends and then it mm-hmm. goes on a hiatus. So I'm worried, like, I want it way more than this. So I hope that, you know, obviously I think we are going to get way more. But if it just ends up like we're fight, done, I'm going to be very upset. Now,
this is the end of a volume. This is to be continued. So it just doesn't feel big enough.
Yeah, and I would say in the lay of the land, I think there's 2 volumes left after this, of this first part.
Yeah, I have.
The big
this is
deal.
Volume 10. I think I do have 11 and 12 physical copies. And I think 13 might have just come out recently. I don't have it yet.
Yeah, because there was a long hiatus. Mm-hmm. And this whole control arc, this whole thing with Makima and things like that ends, and I hope that it ends. I think it does end good. Actually, I read it, so I know it does. I mean, it was years ago though now, spoiler, and I can't remember anything. So when I actually say, like, I can't really remember.
Yeah, I've read the next 2 chapters or volume. I don't remember.
I was very upset that it ended because I really liked it. So that's pretty much what I can remember. I'm such a dummy. But also, I do want to point out that usually, just give us some credit here. If you're listening and you get angry that we're like, we don't know what happened here. Yeah, a lot of podcasts don't say that because they cheat. They read like the wiki and then pretend they're like, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you know, Baron Bridge. I don't like to play that. Because I want to point out the idea that there are some things where I had to go.
Like, I barely remember Katana Man. Like, that was a miracle that I was like, hey, this guy looks familiar.
At points when I end up very confused with names or what really this one was, I got to go read the wiki and see what they say happened. Reread it and like, okay, yeah, I get it. They said that. But yeah, a lot of that is from me trying to do some other research and stuff. And if you understood it through the first time, then you're smarter.
Bully for you, smart guy.
Yeah, look at you. I just, by the way, I don't eat meat, jerk. What I say? But I'll lick my fingers when I touch the thing. Oh my goodness gracious! I was so ashamed of myself. So ashamed. But with that, that's it. That's it. We had songs, jokes. I stole your thunder and all that.
You did.
But thanks everybody. Thanks for joining me, Stork. As always, thanks everybody. I hope you're reading along. And yeah, if you end up like, hey, let us know by a review, maybe, on the Apple Podcast, things like that. And we do have an email. We haven't really talked about it. I haven't really pushed a lot of things. We're just kind of going through these.
Is it about a 3-way of Luke Hollywood? Because I don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that. That was actually a weird review. But with all this, if you want to email us and talk to us about the things, email us at weirdsciencemanga@gmail.com. I'm going to put it in the show. It's been so long that I actually said it, but I do believe it's weirdsciencemanga@gmail.com. But please check the show notes and there'll be a link to that. Then you can email us. But yeah, let us know what you think. But with that, we'll talk to you all later.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.